reason I continued with it, or had us continue with the next verse, we go, this little light of mine, me, I'm going to let it shine. And then we say, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. And in a way, it's not to what end, but what does that do? That's that next verse, I guess, but it's just a line, building up a world. So they connect. They all connect. Yesterday, in our board retreat, they asked me to light a chalice, and I said, do a chalice lighting, and I said, are there any chalice lightings that you have in memory? Okay? Well, just even if you think about that song, that's a song you know, this little light of mine. Don't raise your hand for how many people open the book to look up the verses, but just think of how those verses progress. Chalice lightings are like that too, something to just reflect on and bring yourself back into this space. Doug Hammarskjöld, famous person, and we just have one line of his as a chalice lighting. Each morning, we must hold out the chalice of our being to receive, to carry, and to give back. How complete is that? Margaret Mead, another one that we did yesterday just to enter into the board's retreat. Never doubt. Well, that's kind of hard to do, but it's if you do doubt. But she says, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, what? It's the only thing that ever has. So, in our hurry, in our scurrying on, in our being busy, just think of how it feels to take that one moment to say, I remember that. I pull that back together. We're out there looking for messages and for it to come to us and for that, and yet we carry those within us all the time. This little light of mine, everywhere I go, building up a world. If you don't discount it for what it isn't in the dramatic sense of what you think should be there, you've got it with you all the time. Appreciate. That's what this morning is about. Appreciation. I looked up the definitions. Oh, by the way, I'm going to put on my glasses, and that's because I don't put them on my head because I don't have hair that holds them in place. So I have to get them out of the case. Appreciation, it means to grasp. To grasp the nature or worth, the quality or significance of. Grasp. It doesn't mean to grab it and hold on tight. It means to not let it pass by. Not let it go unnoticed, unfelt, because you're always looking for something more. The other definition is to value or admire highly. And then it says to recognize with gratitude. Not just outwardly, as in a ceremony, so we can applaud. That's great. It's not a one-off thank you kind of thing, but also inwardly, with a generous, grateful connection. I appreciate. Not just, oh, thank you. I'm off. I appreciate. I think it's one of the most valuable practices that we can do. I say that because I have been pretty boneheaded about it in my life, in that I just didn't get it. But it's settling into appreciation. That's appreciate, but it says under appreciation, it has this nice little phrase, sensitive awareness. Sensitive awareness. Awareness has to do with being awake, aware, alive. Sensitively. Appreciation is not only a generous move, but a move toward and into generosity, rather than a restricted move. It's generous, positive, rather than negative. It's beyond practical, getting, granted. It's beyond taken for granted. That's a phrase we use a lot. And if I were to say I didn't appreciate it, I could follow it up by saying, I took it for granted, right? I took it. Granted. to me. If you think of a fish in the ocean, does it appreciate water? Probably not. You think of a child and expectations of just how they've lived. Do they appreciate what you are doing for them? Not that many. It's also the difference between a child that you think of as spoiled and a child that you think of as kind and connected. Appreciation is complex. It's hard to appreciate something until you don't have it, until it's not there. Otherwise, it's just the air around you. It's the ocean in which you swim. Presence and absence. How many of you have taken your health for granted for a long time? Until what happened? Something. And then what did you appreciate? Appreciated being healthy. It's an outside of self, of self-worry and survival. I would say that appreciation is an introduction towards the practice of compassion. Just this week, a minister friend of mine was talking about his practice, what he was doing to help himself be less afraid in the world. And he says, I have a practice at night, 2 to 3 minutes before I go to sleep. I lie in bed and I think through what I appreciate about myself, how I love myself, and what is good about myself. I didn't plan on this way, but this little light of mine, right? I just think through it. Don Kefauver came today. He's been hurt, banged up, and made it up the stairs. And that's one of Don's practices from, I don't know when it started, but it's been like 10 years ago, right? In appreciation. It's a transcendent move, too. It's a sense of something beyond self, of appreciating the giftedness. Now, don't go to what is it beyond the self. I'm doing sort of a minimalist transcendent move here just to say it's beyond, more than. Within the struggles and around, there is this appreciation. So let us try to practice it very simply. Practice appreciation. Then reflect on appreciation and what it's doing, and then you will reflect what? Appreciation yourself as you move. It really works that way. So let's practice, engage in practice and service for love, justice, and peace. Practicing appreciation is no less than that. So, what I'd like to do right now is do a little bit of appreciation to recognize with gratitude, grasp the significance and worth. And I'm just going to name three people, and it's because they are retiring. It's not naming all of you who are all volunteers who are doing all of this, but it's three people who are retiring who have been here since the inception of their particular programs filling that space. So one is Roxana White, and there's Roxana. She's been the chair of our pastoral associates since we implemented it, I don't know how many years ago, but it was 10 years ago. 2007, she knows, since 2007. And she's been saying, it's time to have somebody replace me for the last few years. But Roxana has been the person who makes that program go, who extends the outreach of the minister. The sun is supposed to shine. The congregation is supposed to care. That's how we view the world. And Roxana has helped us care. The other person who's retiring is Sally Weiss. And Sally has been our, more than our person who arranges for the receptions for memorial services every year. She also arranged for lunches when we had new member lunches. She hosted. She was our hospitality with food in times of need. It was Sally Weiss who pulled that together. And she is retiring. I wouldn't say stepping down. It's not that. It's just retiring. And then the third person is Goody Hart. Since I've been here, Goody has been our IT guy. He's been our computer man. He's been the person who just comes when we pick up the phone as ignorant staff and go, this doesn't work because... And so he'll say, I'll be by, and he just taps these two keys, and then it works, and we feel silly and go on about our business. And he's very patient with us. But Goody is stepping down and passing to Charlie Mitchell the job of IT guy. Is Charlie here too? So we can, there he is in the back. So let's have, if you want to hold up your hands or stand up, Roxana White, Sally Weiss, Goody Hart, we say thank you. We really do appreciate you. And we will survive somehow. We will carry on. Well, that's how it works. Barbara Eck has stepped in to Pastoral Associates after being with us for a long time. Goody is working on, well, Charlie has stepped in with the computers, and we're talking about with the sound system, how we can work new ways with that. I don't know who stepped in for Sally, though. I think it's just we're making do as we go along. So maybe Becky Elston. Did we nominate you? All right. The choir will share What a Wonderful World as that thought. And that's what, again, this little light of mine, everywhere I go, and what is it? Building up a world. That's what makes the wonderful world. James Luther Adams says the voluntary association is a cornerstone of a democratic society. That's what you create by doing this work, building up the world you want to see. What a wonderful